Americans rank education as one of the most important domestic issues, according to recent polls, and there is growing concern about the rising cost of college. Even as the war in Iraq, terrorism, and the economy have dominated the presidential campaign, how to make college more affordable has emerged as a major domestic policy debate between President Bush and his Democratic challenger, Senator John Kerry. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
The story is the same on public campuses across the United States, including here at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. State support for higher ed is down while tuition fees and student debt are up. Consider the case of 24-year-old Faja Farquharson, who spent 3 years at Northeastern, a private university in Boston. She relied on a federal Pell Grant, state aid, and loans, but still struggled to cover the $18,000 a year in tuition and fees, so she dropped out.
I did stop, but then you realize you really need that degree or else you're just like everybody else, you know? And then when you're out of a job, you can't move around as opposed to if you have a degree, you could go on and try to do something else.
Farquharson transferred to the more affordable UMass Boston to pursue her engineering degree, but she still struggles to pay the bills. One of her problems is that in the mid-70s, the federal Pell Grant covered 84% of a four-year public college education. Today, it covers just 35%. Joan Becker, Associate Vice Provost at UMass Boston, says not long ago, college-ready students could consider a range of schools and count on adequate financial aid, but not anymore.
So we could say to students, okay, yeah, we can promise you can go to college, but you can only go to this college because it's the only college that you can afford. I don't believe that's real access. I think real access is students have a range of choices in terms of their needs and interests, and we should be providing sufficient financial aid to make that possible.
Please welcome the next president of the United States, Senator John Kerry.
John Kerry has made this a key item in his domestic agenda. In recent appearances before Hispanic voters in Arizona and black voters in Chicago, Kerry promised to help a million more students graduate from college. He promises to spend $50 billion on refundable tuition tax credits worth $2,500 for each year of college, and a $13 billion plan for free public university in return for 2 years of public service. To pay for it, Kerry says he'll roll back the part of President Bush's tax cut that has benefited the richest Americans.
So we have to move forward toward the day when 4 years of college is as universal and as affordable as a high school education is today. And to meet the economic challenge of the future, we need to make sure that all Americans, no matter what they do, have the skills to adapt and succeed in their careers. We need an education revolution. A GI Bill for the new century and the next economy.
Republicans say a tax hike to pay for all that would never survive a vote in Congress, making the Kerry plan a hollow election year promise. But President Bush is also promising to spend more on higher education.
And it is now my pleasure to turn this program over to the President of the United States.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you all very much.
Mr. Bush has proposed bigger Pell Grants for a small percentage of students who complete advanced high school work. He's also offering more federal money to help community colleges expand job training. This was one of his first campaign promises, which he made in this year's State of the Union address and then delivered personally to Owens Community College in Toledo, Ohio, a crucial swing state.
It's $250 million of direct money to help on these programs which match workers with employers. There's no better place to do that in the community college system.
At a recent symposium in Washington, D.C. on education and politics, the message from both campaigns and their pollsters was clear. Next to health care, voters say they care most about education. Anthony Carnevale of the National Center on Education and the Economy says because so many Americans recognize that college is essential, affordability is a potent campaign issue.
As a result of focus groups, we found that it's really very clear that if you offer the public subsidies for higher education, especially the middle class public, that it will in fact move their vote, not all by itself, but if they're with you on two, three other pieces, this is the issue that can keep them on your side. And taking subsidies for higher education away from people will get them to vote against you.
So it's not surprising that John Kerry accuses President Bush of breaking promises on this issue. He points out that 4 years ago, then-candidate Bush promised to raise the maximum Pell Grant to $5,100, but as president, he hasn't. The federal grant has remained the same for the last 3 years. Kerry also complains that while Mr. Bush offers more money for community colleges, he wants to cut Perkins grants, which fund vocational education. Kerry says rising tuition is one of several challenges afflicting middle-income Americans, part of what he calls a middle-class squeeze.
Pell grants have been cut. The Perkins grants have been cut. College tuitions have gone up 28% in the last 3 years. The cost of health care has gone up. Gasoline has gone up. Show me the wages in America that have kept up with the increased cost of staying alive in America. It hasn't.
But the Bush administration says when it comes to funding higher education, it's been more than generous.
We've had a larger increase in federal aid to go to college during this period of time, by far, than we had during the Clinton years.
Sandy Kress is a senior education advisor to President Bush. Although Pell Grants have remained the same for the past 3 years, Kress points out that under President Bush, total Pell Grant funding has gone up by almost 50%, expanding to help a million more needy students. Still, when pressed about college affordability, the Bush campaign prefers to talk about K-12 reform and the No Child Left Behind law, which the president has paid much more attention to, and which Kress says will also help get kids to college.
Only 56% in the most recent period of those who entered college were able to graduate. They're not ready. What is at least as important as affordability is making sure that youngsters graduate high school college ready.
And the Bush campaign contends that one of the biggest impediments to college is so-called sticker shock, the high cost figure that scares potential students away. Republicans argue college may be expensive, but with financial aid, most low and middle income students pay much less than the published price. Kerry campaign officials concede sticker shock may be a factor, but say it's another reason to confront what they say is a real crisis of college affordability. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.